Chandu, the magician.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap present Chandu, the magician. But before our play begins, may we say a word about a century-old tradition. The tradition of ironing day. Yes, Tuesday is ironing day in most American homes. And more than three generations of homemakers here in the West have discovered that clothes washed with White King are wonderfully easy to iron. That's because energetic White King suds not only wash off the surface dirt, the dirt you can actually see, they dig right down and wash out the deeply embedded dirt, the dirt you cannot see. Then they rinse away both suds and soil in your rinse water freely and completely. Yes, free rinsing White King leaves your clothes so clean, your iron glides over the surface with the greatest of ease. Your clothes iron up quickly and slick as you please. So for smoother, speedier ironing, be sure to always wash your clothes with White King. Among all wash day soaps, there is none like White King. That's why you'll say, as thousands of homemakers do, I love White King. Frank Chandler has traced his brother-in-law, Robert Regent, the internationally famous scientist, to Bayonne, near the French-Spanish border. There, in a Spanish cafe, Chandler and the Regent see Natasha, a young Basque dancer whom they had first met months ago in Egypt. With her is Vicente Gomez, a member of the sinister Daku Kafai, Brothers of Jeopardy. When he sees Chandler, Gomez hastily leaves the cafe. Later, in Dorothy's room at the hotel, she looks with Chandler into the crystal. They are shown a crowded, narrow street in the Silk Bazaar in Cairo. And pushing his way through the turbaned Arabs, an American stops at a doorway beside which hangs a fluttering length of vivid green silk. He hesitates a moment, then goes in. The man is Robert Regent. The present scene opens on the train from Alexandria to Cairo. Chandu, the magician.
Look, Uncle Frank, do you suppose you can find that place in Cairo where you saw Dad?
Oh, yes, I think so, Bob.
Daddy'll be surprised to see us.
Oh, Betty, he won't be in that shop still. We saw him there yesterday.
I'm sorry, but the train's pretty crowded. Do you mind if I share your compartment?
Well, not at all.
We'll move our bags so there'll be room for yours.
I'll give you a hand, Uncle Frank.
Oh, I don't need much room.
You're an American, too, aren't you?
That's right. My name's Jeff Burke.
Ours is Regent. Oh, except my uncle, Mr. Chandler.
Well, it's mighty nice to meet people from home. You all going to Cairo to see if you can get into the new ruins?
I never heard of new ruins before.
I should say newly discovered ruins, I guess.
Oh, we haven't heard of them. Near Cairo, you say?
So I understand. Not far from the Great Pyramid. The story is that there's some kind of mysterious force that keeps people out. The man who actually discovered the room says it's like an invisible wall.
Does he indeed?
Oh, it must be some native trick. But I'd like to see for myself.
Uncle Frank, maybe it's one
Bob.
Of the...
Huh? Mr. Burke would probably be more comfortable if you moved that suitcase.
I'm quite comfortable, Mr. Chandler. What were you going to say?
Well, nothing important. Are you on your way down to Cairo just to look at the ruins?
Yes, sir. I was in Alexandria on my way back to France when I heard about them.
We've just come from France ourselves.
Well, I reckon ladies can always have themselves a good time in Paris. Now, I like the smaller places. I was in Bayonne for about a month.
Were you? We just left there.
My family thinks I'm a black sheep, I reckon. They can't see why I don't come back to Virginia and settle down.
You've been in Europe for some time, then?
Well, yes, ever since the war. I've seen a lot of mighty funny things, too.
Well, what kind of things, Mr. Burke?
Well, I reckon I thought they were queer because I'd never been out of the States before. Oh, there's a luncheon bell. If you'll excuse me.
Why, how strange.
Yes, it was indeed.
He sprang up when the bell rang as if he couldn't wait to get away.
Dot, you and the kids go into the restaurant car, will you? I'll be along in a few minutes.
All right.
It'll be fun eating Egyptian food again, won't it?
Come along, dear. Back this way.
Go on, Bets. I'll shut it.
Okay.
Jeff Burke. Jeff Burke. I wondered if you'd be back, Mr. Burke.
I stepped into the next compartment. Mr. Chandler, may I ask you a question?
Certainly.
Are you Frank Chandler?
Yes, why?
I'm kind of sorry.
Oh?
I had the impression you were a different kind of a fella.
Well, that's interesting.
Mr. Chandler, you have a mighty nice family. Your sister's charming and the little girl's a sweetie pie.
I'll pass that along to them. Thank you.
I'm violating a confidence, I guess. But I'd hate to see anything happen to him.
Well, this sounds fairly ominous, Mr. Burke.
Yes, sir. I'd hate to think that... Mr. Chandler, while you're in Cairo, don't any of you go outside the city alone.
Or what will happen?
I can't tell you. And I hope you won't say I've told you this much.
No, but you're wasting your time.
You don't believe me?
Well, speaking of time, suppose you ask me the time.
I beg your pardon?
Ask me what time it is.
But you... Well, very well. What time is it?
The clock strikes 5.
What? But you... How can you know?
You see, I do know.
But I understood that you were...
From Gomez and Bayonne?
Well, yes, sir, that you're a very dangerous man. He can't know you're a member, too.
There are a number of things Gomez doesn't know, nor others of the Dakukafai.
You are one of them, then.
In fact, I wouldn't be surprised to meet some of them in Cairo.
I'll be... You even know Roxor's there.
Roxor?
Or didn't you know it?
Well, I was surprised to hear you give him that name. You see, I always speak of him as Max Bowden. I've known him by that name so long.
Oh, yes, I understand now.
I'm not sure just where Roxor is. But I'll find someone who'll tell me that as soon as I get to Cairo.
Why, I could tell you that myself.
Oh, that's fine.
He's in a small apartment back of the shop of Tufik in the Silk Bazaar. Anyone can direct you.
Yes, I know where the Silk Bazaar is.
You can always tell when he's in, because then Tufik hangs a piece of bright green silk up at the side of the door.
I see. Thank you, Mr. Burke. Thanks very much.
Robert Rachel. I cannot believe my own eyes that you would come to me of your own accord, Robert.
It wasn't easy, Max.
I believe you. I remember how you cowered like a whipped dog each time I came to visit you in the ruins.
Don't, Max, don't. In the name of heaven, don't remind me of it again. If I allow myself to think of you standing over me while the guards...
I want you to think of it, Robert. Think of me as Roxor, as I am.
No, no!
You must have taken much trouble to learn where I was so you could come here and laugh at me. Because Chandler has once more...
Max, listen. That's not why I came here. Not at all.
So? Why then?
I came to remind you of the days when we were friends, working together. Surely, if I can put the years in that ruin out of my mind, you can.
Ah. You could have saved yourself all the pain if you had given me the formula.
But in the end, the formula was lost to both of us. I hope the Arab who stole it has burned it long ago.
It will not be destroyed as long as he thinks he will find a man who will buy it.
I'd buy it from him myself if I knew where he is. If it took my last cent.
You need not fear that I will use it. I do not need it now.
I'm glad to hear that, Max. I knew that someday you'd see the folly of trying to set yourself up as a world ruler.
What are you saying? Chandler has twice blocked me, but there is another time to come.
Oh, Max.
Robert, I will tell you this. Like you, I have not forgotten the old days. I was the plodding one, the cautious one, but you, your mind was like a flame leaping to the end.
We worked together, Max.
You became like a talisman to me. With you, I could not fail. Robert, it could be so again.
Let us destroy the stupid fools who inhabit this earth. Let us create a new civilization.
Oh, don't go over that again, Max. What right have you or I to rule this world?
Right, wrong. You talk like Chandler.
Now listen to me. You know I've been working on a new series of experiments in Paris.
Yes, I know. Laboratory hidden away in the back street over a chemist shop.
It doesn't matter that your agents discovered it. All the notes on the new process have been turned over to the Inner Council.
I do not believe it.
I gave them to Pierre Duval in person.
Pierre Duval? So it is done.
Yes. These men know all about you, Max. You can't make a move without their knowing.
No.
It's true. Duval was the one who told me you'd come to Cairo. You can't hope to outwit them.
I am beginning to believe you. Does Chandler know you have come here?
No. I telephoned my wife from Bayonne, but I knew very well what she'd say if I told her I meant to see you.
Women cannot understand these things.
Don't take this lightly, Max. The terrible things you've planned are impossible.
You have convinced me completely. I will give them up.
Max, if you have, perhaps we can work together again someday.
If only Chandler can be convinced that I am now nothing more than a plodding scientist once again.
Disbanding your organization will convince the world.
True. And now I will tell you something more, Robert. Mm-hmm. You were speaking of the formula, the old one, for which you gave up health and 9 years of your life.
What about it?
I know where it is.
What? Where?
Even before the information came, I had decided I would not need it.
Where is it, Max?
An agent of mine has recovered it in Singapore.
But anybody might see it, and no one in the world is safe until I get it back.
You could get it, Robert. I will give you identification.
Well, of course. Write it. At once, Max. I'll be on the next plane.
You have only to show this card. I will initial it. R. Yeah. Who knows? This may be the last time I shall make use of that signature. You better take it, my friend.
Thank you. I'll have to wire my wife and then... Goodbye, Max. Where can I get in touch with you again?
I will write to you in California. I know the address, you remember.
You'll never regret this. I feel as if the weight of the world had rolled off my shoulders.
And I. Goodbye, Robert.
Goodbye, Max.
Before we say goodnight for Chandu the Magician, may we take just a moment for another word about White King granulated soap. Perhaps you have recently had the pleasure of installing a brand new washing machine in your home. If you have, be sure to take good care of it. And remember that no washing machine can work any better than the soap you use. We hope that your soap is White King, the first soap ever invented for washing machine use. Always a good soap, today White King is better than ever. That's why we say there is no better soap for any washer, new or old. Today, White King's creamy suds wash your clothes cleaner than ever, faster than ever. Wash off surface dirt and wash out hidden dirt. So no matter what type or brand of a washing machine you choose, may we remind you that nothing washes like soap. And there is no soap quite like White King. That's why we know you'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.